it doesn't create the same kind of chemistry in the ground underneath. So once again, less work, let it all fall on the ground. It looks messy. That's cool. That's your aesthetic. It's rotting into the soil, but you do have to set things up and get that soil food web up and running. Otherwise, you can just end up with like a lot of detritus that doesn't break down. And so maybe for the first few years, if you don't have a good soil, you'll need to take some of that out and compost it and then bring it back. But ultimately, you want to leave this stuff, right? It's an essential part, and it's also an essential part of continuing to create that ecosystem, it says on the slide, right? It's like it's home for the insects. It's home for the salamanders and the toads and stuff like that. So you leave the leaves. So you don't have to take them out. Now, maybe somebody's sitting there and thinking, what about my oak leaves, right? Oak leaves don't break down as quickly. So they take like 3 years sometimes for an oak leaf. So I often remove a good portion of the oak leaves and compost it somewhere else and use it elsewhere. So that's the one exception. But otherwise, a maple leaf, it'll rot by the end of winter. It doesn't matter. So you don't have to rake all. Even if it's like 3 foot pile, it becomes a four inch pile by the end of the year. Just let it happen 1 year and see what happens. Definitely in your garden beds, that's what you should be doing. It's home to all those insects and nesting birds. So it's part of the process. Leaving the stuff that falls off the plants is part of the care of that garden. So if I was to say you need to prune this and you need to feed that and you need to do that, well, take this advice in the same way, right? And so I talk a lot about the how-tos of gardening, but the way that I teach gardening and talk about gardening is I explain the why-dos of the how-tos. I was given that one by Joe Gardner, Joe Lample, right? I was on his podcast once and he came up with it and I was like, dude, I'm stealing that. I'm going to use it. He got where he got because for a reason. He knows how to set that stuff up. But that's really the way to think about this stuff. So when I tell you to leave the leaves, I want you to understand why I want you to leave them. And it's because it's going to improve your soil. It's going to improve the habitat of the hedgerow and things like that. And they are going to continue to improve the ground underneath, right? Just leaf litter does it. But the pieces of the plants that fall down, you know, hopefully nobody here is cutting back their perennial garden in the fall, right? You're not supposed to do that. But, you know, and a lot of it'll rot away over the winter. And then if there's like dry stalks that are poking up, you know, in the springtime, you come and cut those down, you can take those away. But that detritus layer is important and it actually feeds the soil and makes your soil better over time. It can take years if you don't have good soil, if it's been the Scott's Turf Builder program for the last 30 years, and now you're going to rip out the lawn and start making a garden, but you got to build it up.